So this was the Monday after the Ravens 49ers Super Bowl, February of 2013, and Gordo took the wireless mic out, and they were breaking down Radio Row. They were tearing all the partitions down and the tables down, and you ran into a guy named Javier. And to this day, I couldn't tell you what Javier looked like because you were like on the other side of this giant curtain or partition.
Yeah, he was kind of a short guy. And he was near a dessert trolley. I think he was rolling a dessert trolley across the convention center floor there. And go up and start talking to him, and he had no sense of urgency about him. I mean, heck, he's supposed to be working, and he has time for a seven-minute radio interview with me. Short guy, and I think he had like a pencil-thin mustache.
Yeah. And this was brought to our attention, too, a couple of years ago. I didn't realize this. Jake... This is like his favorite ticket moment.
Oh, yes.
He loves Javier so much that he would listen to him daily there for a while.
Yeah. Jake has this memorized. He can. He's basically treated it as a famous Shakespearean monologue in which he has committed it to memory, and this is his audition piece.
Hey, and I understand that because I think it's one of my favorite bits ever. His answers to your questions are so... out of left field, they're mesmerizing. They're so ridiculous.
He's the kind of guy you hope you run into at the Super Bowl.
And I haven't heard this in a few years, I don't think, but the things that stand out to me were, wasn't he like a huge fanboy of Michael McDonald, it seemed like? And he also had somebody being in the Beatles
that
wasn't in
the Beatles.
Yeah, don't
give it away. Don't give all these away because we want the audio to be fresh as possible if you haven't heard it in a while. All right, we'll do a Javier post-game show, but here it is. This is from February of 2013, Radio Row, the morning after the game. Nobody is there, and Gordo finds one of the workers named Javier.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Javier.
Javier, I notice you're wheeling around this tray, these trays of, I guess, some sort of eats.
It's cookies and brownies. Ooh. And we have salads. Real good, real delicious.
Good. Tell me what kind of salad that is.
That's a garden salad.
A what now?
It's a garden salad.
Ask him if he's got any beer.
What kind of brownies are those?
That's it's just chocolate fudge brownies.
And then what do we have down here? What is this in this dish?
That's just whipped cream.
Uh-huh. What's your favorite thing to eat, Javier?
Gumbo.
Come again?
Gumbo.
Oh, gumbo, yeah. That's good.
What do you like to drink with that gumbo?
Did you grow up here in New Orleans?
Born and raised.
Oh. Bonnie who?
I said born and raised, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, what about your family? Always been here?
Always been here.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go to high school? Did you go to that Lee Harvey Oswald High School?
I went to L.C. Foshi.
What?
It's a high school uptown. It's a real nice school.
Uh-huh.
Where once was, but it closed down. And then it became, somewhere came another high school.
This is an 840 character.
And then... When you were a little Javier, what did you want to grow up to be?
Cooking. I love to cook all my life.
You never wanted to be in the NFL?
Uh-uh, no. Too small.
Yeah, how tall are you?
5'5".
And who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl, Javier?
Baltimore Ravens. Gotta go with Ray Lewis.
What's that now?
Gotta go with Ray Lewis. He gotta get his ring. Gotta get his ring before we be tied.
He already has one.
Yeah, he's already got one.
I think he's already got a ring.
You gotta get another one. Hey, add on to the collection.
Yeah.
What,
Gordon George can't handle Javier.
What do you mean? I'm just listening.
What, do you want me to ask him something, George?
No, I'm just listening.
All right, we've been challenging people all week to see if they know the entire Pledge of Allegiance.
Don't know it.
Oh, no, Javier.
You even know how it starts?
I pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, individual, with liberty and justice for all.
He pretty much got it.
Close. Pretty good.
Close.
Pretty good. Who says you don't know the Pledge of Allegiance, huh?
You got to know a little something.
Yeah.
You got to know a little something.
I like Javier. Yeah. We need to have him on every day.
You married? Have kids?
No children. Married. No children.
You ever wanted to have kids?
I know.
Ask him what he likes to drink.
Children too much.
What's that?
Children live too much. It's good to be without children. And when you're ready to get up and go, you can go. You ain't got to depend on nobody but yourself.
That's right. Ask him what he likes to drink.
What do you like to drink?
It depends. depending on what the mood is, might be Heineken's. It might be vodka, Crown Royal.
What does he like? Is he like liquor or beer better?
You like liquor or beer better?
Liquor. Wine, beer makes you go to the bathroom.
Wine or beer?
I'm sorry, what did you say about beer?
Beer makes you go to the bathroom. I mean, drink beer, you got to stay going to the bathroom. Depending on how much you drink, you stay going to the bathroom. But liquor, you don't go as much. And you got to smooth the teeth.
Got to smooth the teeth.
Smoother taste.
Who's, can you name all four Beatles?
Bruce Springsteen. that's all I knew.
You only know Bruce?
He's the most popular one out of all of them.
He's the most popular
one? White guy, must be. That is awesome.
Who's your favorite white musical artist?
Michael McDonald.
He's real good. Without a doubt.
Without a doubt, he's real good. He's one of the best. One of the best they got out there. Besides Bruce Springsteen, they about one.
What?
Then you got Elton John. He's real good too. You got a film out there that's real good. You can't just narrow it down.
Yeah.
Because you have artists that's a bunch of them that's real good.
What Hollywood starlet would you like to lay with in a bed?
Elizabeth Taylor, if I had.
I guess. What, is he 90?
She got the whole package. She got the looks, the brain, everything. And the talent.
She's dead.
And a matter of fact, the money.
She died like a decade ago, didn't she?
Well, still, I take her. If she can come back, if I had to take somebody, I will take her.
If she became reanimated?
If she came reanimated, I take her.
What's his favorite animated film over on animation?
Speaking of animated, what's your favorite animated film?
Shrek.
That's a real good movie.
Because Eddie Murphy's.
Who's your favorite character in Shrek?
It's got to be the donkey.
It's so mean. It's hard to decide. He got a bunch of good characters on him, but I can't name them off top. I can't think of them.
Well, there's Shrek.
He'd be one of my favorite characters because he's a real good actor. The person that plays him.
You know the name of the person that plays him?
I don't know it.
All right, now, you mentioned Elizabeth Taylor, and that makes me think that you may be old, but you look young. How old are you, Javier?
42. Well, she's come up in my time. I was born in 70, so I kind of don't know that much.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, what about a more current, like Lindsay Lohan or...
Oh, no, Lindsay Lohan. You can keep her. No, she's getting too much trouble.
Okay, all right.
Put her back. Let me see.
What's your favorite part of a woman?
I take Jessica Simpson because she got a real nice body.
What's your favorite part of a woman?
Face. The face is most important. If she look good, yeah, then she all right.
Ask her about the booty.
What about the booty?
That too, but if she ain't got the face, without the face.
All right, after the face though, what's your favorite part of a woman?
The booty be the next part. You had to take that. Then if she got breasts, then she got something going for her, too.
Yeah.
What do you like about the booty so much?
If it's nice and round, and it got nice shape to it.
You like slapping the booty a little bit?
Every now and then. Depending on what the mood is. When you're with your wife or your girlfriend, depending on what the mood is.
You slap up your wife's backside pretty good?
Somewhat.
When do you think the last time you slapped up your woman's backside?
It's been a while. But she don't really like it too much.
She don't like it.
What does she like in the bedroom?
It depends. Depending on what the mood is.
Let's say the mood is horny. Does your wife get horny?
No, she don't get horny.
Do you?
Them days long gone. That's in my younger days.
You're only 42, Javier.
That's in my younger days.
Well, Javier, appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Pleasure to meet you.
Right. Yeah, I like Javier.
All right, Javier, there he goes.
God, he was great.
Wow. What an 840 character he is.
So that's a Cajun accent, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he looked like a He's kind of a short Adam Sandler with a pencil-thin mustache.
Like Adam Sandler and Waterboy.
And I apologize. I got the timeline a little wrong. That was before the game. That was the week before because he was rooting for Ray Lewis.
Yeah, I had that as the Monday after also.
Yeah. So it must have been when they were setting up or just bringing breakfast one morning or something.
What a weird breakfast. Brownies, cookies, or salad?
Yeah, brownies, cookies, and salad. That's the choices that you had. And meanwhile, nobody's getting served because Javier's sitting there with me
up with you
the whole time. And he would have talked to me all day. Didn't care.
No.
That really is a miracle of an interview. Can you name any of the Beatles? And the first one he names is Bruce Springsteen.
He said the only Beatle he knows for sure is Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Because he's the most populous guy of them all.
And if you had given me 200 guesses who his favorite singer was going to be, I would not have guessed Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald. Without hesitation. He acts like he had just been asked that question by a reporter 5 minutes before. Because it came to mind so quickly.
Man, no wonder Jake's so obsessed with Javier.
And then he didn't mind giving you any and all intimate details.
No.
He and his wife in the bedroom.
Right. Right. He doesn't slap up her backside too often because she doesn't like it. Well, maybe not do it ever then, maybe. And then as far as current women, it's Jessica Simpson's.
Although his first answer was Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah. That's non-current women. Elizabeth Taylor because she's got the whole package.
The whole package.
Mm-hmm. Except for the being alive part of the package.
Right. That has to be the number one Super Bowl wireless interview you've ever done.
He also sounds a lot like Gas Cap Louie.
Yeah.
Yes.
He talks fast like Gas Cap Louie.
Yeah.
God, that's great.
Gumbo.
What's that? He was talking so fast. Yeah. I couldn't even understand him. He was so fast.
I give up for 42. Those days had already passed him, I guess.
Can you 42. Imagine sitting around a Cajun family, Javier's Cajun family, trying to understand everything that's flying back and forth?
No.
Just words so fast that your brain takes 5 minutes to catch up to it.
Be great. I'd love to have a dinner at Javier's house.
The only one I know for sure is Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, I got that one.